We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the Human Almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time. Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Now you're talking.
Chris versus the Fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
I believe this is the first day we ever come into the game without a defending champion.
That's true.
Nobody won yesterday.
Well, you're the defending champion.
But I didn't get the gift card, so that doesn't really mean anything to me. Unless I get a gift card, I never can be a champion. I want the $50 gift card to Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers. They should be your baseball headquarters this season. $3 pints, $7 appetizers. That's weekdays from 3 to 6 before the game, and then again after the game from 9 p.m. to close. A gas lamp grand slam, Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers. Scraby, the rules, please.
The rules are you have to make it through three questions. Each question is going to get more difficult. If you get a question right, you move on. But if you get that question wrong, it goes over to Chris. And if Chris gets that question right, you are eliminated. If he does not get that question right, you can move on, which means if you're on the third question, he gets it wrong, you win.
All right.
Let's get to it.
Turn it over to our resident MC, Tony Gwynn Jr.
Daniel in Chula Vista, you're on Gwynn and Chris. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday, guys.
Hello, Daniel.
Let's get this started. In the, you know, obviously the Masters are being played today, so I think it's only fair that we start with a golf question. Who did Tiger Woods beat in a playoff to win the 2008 U.S. Open at Torrey Pines?
Forgot his name. Mead? Mead?
Mead.
Oh, that was close, but I can't give it to you on that one. That is incorrect.
Chris knows this one.
Rocco. Rocco Mediate?
Ding!
That was a hell of a day, though.
It was.
Didn't it come down to the last hole?
Came down to 19.
They went an extra hole.
Because at the time the U.S. Open, the playoff was on Monday, full 18.
Yeah.
And then they had to go 19.
They couldn't decide it in 18 holes. They had to play in 19. The greatest moment of Rocco Mediate's life. A loss, but still the greatest moment of his life.
Carlos and Escondido, you're on Gwynn and Chris. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday, fellas.
Let's Carlos, you got a shot.
We did.
How many majors has Tiger Woods won?
Boy, Scraby's going all golf.
Yeah, golf is not my forte. I'm going to have to guess and say 13.
That is close, but no cigar.
You know what? He had 13 until he beat Rocco Mediate that day, and that gave him 14.
Yes,
it did.
Sorry about that.
Sorry, Carlos.
Carlos. Yeah, 14. He's been stuck on 14 for 11 years. I will say, and I did say, that if he does win this Masters, it would be a remarkable achievement to go that long in between majors.
Koepka finally didn't birdie. He parred.
He's all upset right now.
All right, Tom in El Cajon, welcome to Gwynn and Chris. Happy Thursday.
Hey, guys.
Let's go, Tom.
What team drafted Will Myers in the third round of the 2009 Major League Baseball June Amateur Draft?
The Tampa Bay Rays.
That is incorrect.
Really?
See.
Wow. The only other guess I have is the Kansas City Royals.
That was it.
That is correct.
It is? I would have guessed Tampa Bay, if it makes you feel any better, which it doesn't. Okay. I thought he started with Tampa Bay, then Kansas City.
He was drafted as a catcher with the Kansas City Royals.
What were they thinking?
Then they moved him to the outfield. They moved him to the infield, and they moved him to the outfield, and then they traded him, and he became the rookie year with Tampa Bay.
Ah, okay.
Who we got? Tim in Alpine. Welcome to Gwynn and Chris. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday, fellas.
Hello.
How you doing?
Hey, Tim.
We're doing well. Here we go. Who was last year's AL MVP?
Those
that would
are the
be,
ones that
Mookie Betts.
Mookie Betts, he said.
He got it right.
He got it right. Well done.
On to question number two. When basketball was invented, what were the first things they used as baskets?
Peach baskets.
Very
wow.
nice.
Yes. That's pretty well widely known.
I hear
Tim
Doug
was
Gottlieb
on top of that one.
Say that almost every day.
Well, Tim listens in. He
no, yeah.
pays off nicely for
all
me.
Right, Tim, for the gifts or the,
yeah, the gift card.
Gift card.
You can
cold
sweep this
beers
game.
And cheeseburgers with the sweep, I might add.
Yeah, sweet.
Who holds the record for most consecutive Wimbledon titles?
That would be Roger Federer. Dang it.
Oh, Chris.
Right, don't go anywhere, Tim.
For the steal.
Hands in the hair.
Well, here's why. Because you've asked this question totally wrong. Either that or you're trying to trick people.
I'm trying to trick you.
Because you said who holds the record for most consecutive Wimbledon titles. You did not say men or women. And if it's women included, and that's what I'm going to answer, it's Martina Navratilova.
That is correct.
Wow.
I don't know how that question could be asked better.
All right. No. Who because everybody thinks of men. That's why.
Well,
I think that's what Tim was guessing.
Can you please say her last name for us again?
Navratilova?
I thought it was Navratilova, but you probably say it better.
I think it's either way.
Yeah. All right. Well,
she'd accept either.
Either way, that is the answer. And we're
going to
need a new caller.
We're that means there's a line open for somebody. Get in there. 833-288-0973.
Chris versus Chris right here. Chris in Paradise Hills. You're on Gwen and Chris. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday, Chris. You're going down in the final round, baby.
Yeah. I like the trash talking going on. Let's get to the first question.
Let's do it.
How many events make up the men's decathlon?
Decathlon, that's
10. Very nice.
Oh, I didn't think that was that easy.
I didn't think it was either. Question number two.
How many years is a decade?
10.
I didn't think that was that easy. Go ahead.
Hey, Jimmy, come on, man. Come on. Go take
I'm not giving you a hard time, Chris. I'm giving the asker a hard time.
How many times did Barry Bonds win the National League MVP?
Oh, boy.
Ooh. I want to say 7. Dude, a lot of times, man, but I want to say 7.
Got
wow.
it!
Got it! Yes,
7 sir. Times he was the MVP?
That's absurd, by the way. 7 MVP.
I honestly was going to guess 3.
He won 4 in a row from 2001 to 2004.
I did not know he won 7. Very good, Chris. You are right. I am going down.
All right, here we go. Question number 3 for the win and the sweep.
Let's do this.
Let's do it.
Who holds the record for most points scored in Division 1 basketball history?
In Division 1 basketball history. Ooh. How much time I got? Hold on.
As soon as this music goes up. We need an answer.
I want to say Michael Jordan.
Michael yeah. Jordan is incorrect.
As the old saying goes, Dean Smith was the only player who could ever stop Michael Jordan.
That's very true.
When he was a North Carolina's coach.
Chris for the steal.
All right. Well, again, he has left the door open for this to be a woman. He said just Division One wow. player. But I don't know of a woman. I mean, there's a lot of great, great women basketball players, but I don't think that's the answer here. I think we're on the men's side. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Lew Alcindor jumps to mind, except for he didn't get to play his freshman season. So that's
yeah.
why he's out.
We're going to need an answer, Chris.
Pete Maravich.
You're such a sluffer. Go ahead. That's all right.
It is.
It is. He averaged 44.2 points per game over 3 years at LSU. 3,667 points.
That's
total.
Incredible.
I would not have got that, but Chris said I was going down in the final round. And
so that made
the challenge was there.
All right, we're going to need a new caller.
Do we need a new game?
We're going to need some more questions here pretty soon.
I'm trying to work on these.
I'm loving this game now because this is really turning into a showcase.
Pete and La Mesa, you're on Gwen and Chris. Happy Thursday.
Hi, I'm frustrated because I knew all the answers up to now. Now I'm probably going to get one I don't know.
Nah, you'll get them, Pete. You'll get them. Here we go.
Here we go. What did former Brave Jason Hayward do in his first major league at bat?
Hit a home run.
I hope so.
I remember nice. That like it was yesterday.
Wouldn't it too. Be something if he grounded to second?
I know.
That would be great, actually.
Or catcher's interference.
Yeah.
All right, question number two. What number did Babe Ruth wear in his playing career?
In his playing career?
Yes.
Number three.
Wow.
Do you know why he wore number three, anybody?
I had no idea.
I don't.
Because he batted third.
Wow. Oh,
that's correct.
Man.
When the Yankees did
and
the
that's
first.
That's why Gehrig was four.
Yep. The Yankees were the first ones to do numbers on the jerseys, and they just did their batting order was their numbers.
So there was no significance to them.
Ruth was three, Gehrig was four, as Pete just said.
Right.
All right. Well, Pete, for the win, for the sweep. Let's get to question number
three. Yeah, I heard this sweep before, and that didn't work out too good.
Yeah, but you've been money. You've been money. Here we go. How many times has Sidney Crosby of the Penguins won the NHL's MVP award?
Three.
It is not three.
MVP. Boy. Well, I think he's pretty close. I think Chris is pretty close. I mean, Pete's pretty close. God, I don't know if he's got it. Four of them. But the Penguins have won three cups with him. I'll say four.
That is incorrect as well.
Wow.
Pete, you are our winner.
All right, Pete, congrats.
Very nice work, Pete.
Well, how many did you want it? Zero?
That's the only one I didn't know, and Chris didn't either. That's amazing.
The answer is two.
Ah, well, I was going to go one way or the other. So.
Well, Pete, hang on
Pete,
the line.
Way to go. Stay on the line. Congratulations. Right. You have a $50 gift card to Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers. Very well done. What is the name of the Stanley Cup's most valuable player award?
I know.
You do?
Conn Smythe.
Conn Smythe? No.
Oh.
Conn Smythe is for the playoff MVP.
He said Conn Smythe like
see,
it was the right answer.
I was close.
No, it wasn't. It's not Conn Smythe.
It's like the Herbert Walker Award or something.
I'm trying to think of what it is. I don't even know what it is. I know the Conn Smythe is for the playoff. I have to look it up. Let you know on the flip side.
Hart Memorial Trophy.
Yeah, that's right. The Hart Trophy.
That was your tease.
No, you're good. Hart Trophy, that's right. Yeah, Crosby's won two of those. Okay. When we come back, 4 o'clock hour kicks off. We got a first place baseball team now, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, joining us on the SDCCU fan hotline is Brian Windhorst from ESPN. He does outstanding work, and very nice of him to join us as we get ready for the playoffs. And Brian, thanks so much for the time. Let's start with the Lakers because they're close to us and they're close to you. You got a book coming out called LeBron Inc., The Making of a $1 Billion Athlete. Tell us a little bit about your book, first of all, and then transfer that from LeBron and what he witnessed over the last few days because it's been crazy.
Well, you know, LeBron, as he's aged and become a real dominant player on the court, you'd be surprised some of the maneuvers he's pulled off the court. And, of course, most people just know his basketball story. He's pulled off a few business moves that would probably pretty impress you. Of course, he's made some mistakes, too, the decision being right there at the top. But he's had a few successes that really haven't been told. And you know, obviously, you know, he signed a contract 15 years ago. And think of anything from 15 years ago from a monetary standpoint. Yeah. But 15 years ago, he signed a contract with Nike that to this day stands as one of the most amazing endorsement deals in the history of American sports. And, you know, he did a deal with Beats Headphones, this really inventive deal that, you know, frankly, taught me a lot about marketing and business, that he helped build them into a $3 billion company, and he had made a deal to take a couple of points of the company, and he got like $50 million for it. And so he is working on becoming a guy who doesn't just own an NBA team. He wants to be a guy who owns an NBA team, an NHL team, maybe a National Lacrosse League team. Like, he wants to the way he put it to me was he wants to have it all. And
why not?
You know, he's got 50 years left in his life after he retires, and yeah, he's got a lot of plans for it.
Brian, your relationship with LeBron didn't start at the NBA level. You guys go back a ways. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, he went to the same high school I did. I'm 7 years older than him. And by the way, when I was there, our team sunk. This is my senior year, we won 3 games.
You were unable to lead the team to the same success that he was able to do when he got there.
Our best player my senior year was a 5'10 white guy. So that's just sort of, whenever that's the case, you're in trouble.
Yeah, things changed.
So I was aware that there was this special freshman, and I was in college at the time, and I was working at the local paper, and I came out to basically see the game. And, you know, he was only a little over 6 foot at the time, and he had very long legs and very big feet, so you knew he would grow. But instead of being an awkward 14-year-old, like so many would be as they're like at that age and growing that much, he moved like a swan. And that's what I first was surprised by, the way he moved.
Right.
He just didn't move like, you know, I was a 14-year-old boy once. I didn't move like that. By the time he was at the end of his freshman year, he was 6'4". And I always tell the story that when they went to the state tournament as freshmen, that he had three other friends who were also freshmen on the team. They were undefeated, and he was their best player, but he was really frustrated that he wasn't getting more attention. And he asked me, as I was interviewing before the state Final Four, how come I didn't make the All-State team? I'm really upset I didn't make the All-State team. But there was a time, by the way, where LeBron was underrated.
And it's hard to remember that time.
I know. I said, well, you know, LeBron, sometimes they don't take care of freshmen. You know, they make freshmen earn a little bit more. And he goes, well, that's not fair. And I go, okay. Well, he won the MVP of the Final Four. And then the next year, as a 16-year-old, he won Mr. Basketball, which had never happened before. And I think after that, people kind of started paying a little bit more attention to him.
Yeah, he kind of deserves the attention, too. Brian Windhorst from ESPN has written a book about LeBron James. It's out now. It's called LeBron, Inc., The Making of a Billion-Dollar Athlete. All right, so did LeBron have anything at all to do with what happened this week with the Lakers, or was LeBron caught off guard just like everybody else? What do you think, Brian?
No, he was stunned. He was absolutely stunned.
Okay.
You know, I do think that there was a belief that the Lakers had to make some changes in the front office. I think maybe they were looking at maybe adding somebody. That's kind of the problem with hiring a legend, though.
Yeah.
If you hire a legend, how do you fire the legend? You know, you really can't. So Magic kind of gave the Lakers a gift. But in all honesty, as wonderful of a player as he is, all-time great, he's a great businessman. He's a philanthropist. He changed so many people's lives, and his awareness that he made for people with HIV. He's all those things, but he's a lousy basketball executive. I'm sorry. I mean, he can be all those things and not be good at running a basketball team. And the next 10 weeks or so are like super important and required like all-star, rock star general managing. You got to make a decision on a coach, whether to fire Luke Walton or who to hire. You got to make a decision on a draft pick, which is going to be super important for them. You got to possibly re-get into the Anthony Davis trade talks, and then you got to work free agency where they have max cap space and are behind chasing all these guys. Like, it was going to be a really tough period. It's going to be hard to succeed. So if I was Magic and I knew that I didn't enjoy the job, but I knew I wasn't good at it, I might have pulled the ripcord too. Just the way it happened was surprising.
Brian, when you know, a lot of people are saying that Magic may have inadvertently given the Lakers a gift by getting out when he did. Is there enough time to kind of regroup and put a team in place before all of those things take place?
Probably not. I think the one thing that could happen, the one thing that if you're a Lakers fan, your get out of jail free card is if you get lucky in the lottery.
Right.
I don't even mean like winning number one, because there's a couple of things I'll say. One, they draw the top four teams now. And even if you got fourth, you could change what you could do. Secondly, I think they've got the 10th, 9th or 10th best
I think it's 11th.
Chances. Oh, 11th?
Yeah.
It's way better than the 11th chance used to be.
Right.
You used to have like 1%. Now you've got like 7% or whatever. So I would just say that, like, that's if you want something that could change their situation, getting lucky there. But by the way, that's not a good position to be in, to hope for luck.
Right.
Well, it was a crazy season for the Lakers. There's no question. I mean, the playoffs are starting tomorrow, or this weekend, rather, and LeBron James is not in them.
Crazy.
That's newsworthy in and of itself. Brian Windhorst from ESPN. Last thing, Brian, for us, give me just a little overview of the playoffs. It's been a Golden State party for three of the last 4 years, but, boy, I look at the contestants coming to the big dance this year, and there really are a lot of interesting entrants, both in the West and in the East, I think.
I think the East is going to be phenomenal. The top four teams, I could make a case that any of the four could win and that any of the four could lose. All of them have superstars on them. It's new blood. I mean, we may see a suffering in television ratings a little bit because the casual fans are so used to seeing LeBron, and they may not, you know, feel the same way about Kawhi Leonard or Joel Embiid, but it's a mistake if you feel that way, in my opinion. When it comes to Golden State, look, I mean, I just think it's hard, you know, if they're intact, I mean, nobody's hurt or anything. I just think beating them 4 out of 7 is really hard. I thought that last year, too, and it almost happened, so I'm certainly not ruling it out, but you know, even then, it took, you know, Iguodala was hurt. Everybody talks about Chris Paul getting injured. Well, if they had Iguodala healthy, I don't know if it gets that far. So, I don't know. I would, of course, bet on the Warriors. You know, they probably should be going for their fifth straight title. They're one of the greatest teams in NBA history. They have an MVP in reserve. You know, if one of their MVPs get hurt or has a bad night, they have another MVP, and they're both in, and they're both in their prime. You know, so it's just like, you just take your hat off to them. You know, I remember when I was young learning about, you know, games, and I remember hearing about UCLA winning all those titles and you know, the Celtics winning all those titles in the 60s. I was like, what, couldn't anybody beat them? Were they really that good? They won all those 11 out of 13 years. Couldn't anybody beat them? Well, this is what it was like. And if they win this and it's 4 out of 5, you know, some kid who's going to be born in the future is going to look back to the teams and say, boy, couldn't anybody beat the Warriors? I mean, this is the way sometimes the game goes.
And we're all going to be like, nope, nobody could beat the Warriors back then.
Right.
But they're still fun to watch, and it's fun to watch teams try and beat them, and it's going to be a great playoff. Brian, thanks so much for the time. Great, best of luck with the book, man. Look forward to checking it out. LeBron, Inc., The Making of a Billion-Dollar Athlete. Brian Windhorst, thank you, sir.
Thanks for having me. Have a good night.
Thank you, Brian. Betcha. That, again, Brian Windhorst, SDCCU fan hotline. Nominate SDCCU Best Credit Union in the Union Tribune Readers Poll daily at SDCCU.com/nominate. San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking. It's better.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sometimes there's just not enough time in the day to talk all the sports we want.
I feel reborn. I'm like a phoenix.
Settle in and saddle up. The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
You know, Tony often calls me the TMZ of this show. Yes. And there's going to be a lot more TMZ today, so let's get going, Thomas.
Number five.
Because LeBron James and several of his Los Angeles Lakers teammates partied Tuesday night in L.A. following a season-ending 104-101 loss to the Portland Trail Blazers, and according to TMZ Sports, Lonzo Ball, Kyle Kuzma, Rajon Rondo, and JaVale McGee were among the Lakers players who were out for a night on the town with LeBron James. And coming on the heels of Magic Johnson quitting on the Lakers, people are saying that LeBron and the Lakers were celebrating Magic being out and not just a season-ending party. So I'm going to start with you, Chris. Do you think the players are happy Magic's out and they're celebrating?
No.
Why?
Oh, would you like me to expand
yes,
on that
yes,
answer?
Yes, please. Yes.
It just would be poor. It would look bad. For LeBron James to host a party to celebrate the ouster of Magic Johnson?
He wasn't hosting it. They went to like a, I believe it was like some guy was doing a music show, or I sound like I'm
a music show? Yeah, like a like magic
I'm,
show?
Yeah, I sound like I'm thing. Like 100 years old. I think he was doing a
just
concert.
A music show.
And that's why they were there. But they all went together, and they all seemed very
is
happy.
Is somebody actually reporting the fact that they were there to celebrate
of course,
Magic's
you know
demise?
They, TMZ is alluding to the fact that
come
that's what's
on.
Happening.
Well, you know I'm not going to agree with any of that. So,
but
no,
is,
okay. No, I know. My answer is no. I don't think they were out
don't
celebrating Magic Johnson leaving. I don't think so. You can try another way and ask me, and I'll probably answer no again.
No, it's okay. Tony, do you think that the players are happy Magic's out?
No, but could you read the title of the TMZ story? Do you have it with you?
I didn't have it. Oh, let me go back.
I
while
think
you're
it
talking.
Was something along the lines of LeBron and Lakers party after Magic's after Magic quits.
Yeah.
As if to say they are going to party, throw a party because Magic quit.
Yeah.
They like to do the little trickster with the words things. Answer your question, no. I don't believe that's the case. Chances are it was the last game of the season. I don't know if you guys know, been a part of the last game of the season, even in high school. You guys throw a little pizza party after. You know, you do those things. As adults with a lot of money, you tend to go to the club.
Here's the headline from TMZ Sports. LeBron James parties with Lakers teammates ... after Magic quits.
They lead you down that path. But no, I think these guys were... I find it a little bit, not strange, but interesting that those five guys that went are probably the five guys that have the best chance of returning besides LeBron James.
Right underneath that headline, the TMZ had one that said, baby with gigantic head and three legs seen walking around New Mexico.
...
after Magic exits.
I believe that's like the New York Daily News or something.
Come on.
That was pretty good, though. What was it, like Bat Baby
that,
or something?
When he said that, that was the first thing I thought. I was like, that's not a New York Times type. New York Post.
I always wanted to buy those when I was a kid, standing in line with my mom, but my mom would tell me every time, no, they're not real. But I'm like, but mom, they're right there. Come on. There's a Bat Baby out there. The NFL's 2019 regular season schedule hasn't been released yet, but apparently Odell Beckham Jr. has somehow already managed to get his hands on a copy of the Browns' schedule. The Browns' receiver sent out a tweet on about this, and it seems that he's hinting about who the Browns will be playing in Week 1. He tweeted, just seen the schedule. It's funny how God and the universe works. Week 1 surprise with a bunch of little, like, happy devil faces. And so people are out there saying that the Browns are probably going to be playing the Giants. And going further on that, they probably are going to be playing the Giants on Monday Night Football in Week 1. So, Tony, do you think that's a good game to kick off Monday Night Football? Browns, Giants, Odell Beckham Jr. on his new team?
I think it's going to be fun to watch the Browns.
Like the Giants are awful.
Are still going to stink. So
they're going to really stink.
We're probably going to tune in because the Browns are playing, not because the Giants are playing the Browns, just because the Browns are on TV.
I don't know about you. I'm tuning in to hear the announcer. Watch Monday Night Football.
Showtime.
Yeah. There it is.
This is a bad game, though.
It is a bad game.
And the fact that Odell Beckham Jr. is facing his former team is not enough of a reason to watch this game, I don't think. Now, if I have a couple of fantasy players going in the game and my game is up for grabs, then I'll have to watch. But Beckham going against the Giants is not big enough, I don't think, to draw a gigantic audience. I'd rather go with a really good game between two good teams.
I can just imagine them thinking this is going to be great, high scoring, and then they're going to end up playing bad football and it being like, 12 or 13-10 or something.
Who knows?
Number three.
The idea of Russell Wilson leaving Seattle might seem pretty crazy to people, but it definitely doesn't seem crazy to former NFL head coach Jack Del Rio. During an interview with the NFL Network this week, Del Rio made a pretty bold prediction about Russell Wilson's future, and the former Raiders coach wouldn't be shocked if the Seahawks end up parting ways with their Super Bowl winning quarterback. Del Rio said, quote, "Don't be surprised if, before it's all said and done, when we line up for the season next year, if Russell Wilson isn't quarterbacking somewhere else, and the Seahawks haven't gone and gotten a quarterback for the future," end quote. So, Chris, do you believe that there's a chance Russell Wilson will not be on the Seahawks next year, like Del Rio believes?
Yes, and I also believe that the Lakers are out partying the departure of Magic Johnson.
No, why
would the Seahawks put themselves in a situation where they had no quarterback? No, I don't believe that. I disagree.
Tony, what do you think?
What was the question again?
Do you think that the Seahawks, if there's a chance the Seahawks do not have Russell Wilson under center next year?
I find that really, really hard to believe.
Me too.
What quarterback of the future are you going to pluck off of somebody else's roster
right now? Like you're not going to draft a guy.
You're not drafting high. You got to the playoffs, so your draft pick has got to be pretty low. No, I don't see this happening. I don't necessarily think they'll come to some type of extension before then, but I don't see them outright trading him and getting a new quarterback.
Pete Carroll will buy Russell Wilson's parents a house if he has to keep him in Seattle.
That's a good point.
Ba-dum-bum.
Number two.
All right, the Braves, they've been pretty busy giving guys contract extensions, and they did it one more time today. People criticized Ronald Acuna Jr.'s contract for being too team-friendly, but second baseman Ozzie... What's up over there?
I'm sorry.
Say it.
Okay. I'll let you finish.
All right. But second baseman Ozzie Albies might have outdone Acuna. Albies' contract is for 7 years, $35 million guaranteed, with two team options for $7 million each and a $4 million buyout, taking the contract's maximum length and value to 9 years and $45 million. Here is Ozzie Albies talking about signing the extension.
Since I signed with the Braves, I came to Atlanta to visit. They let me visit. And since the first day when I got to Atlanta, I loved everything around the city. And it's just great for me to be here, be home. And it feels great to be in the Atlanta organization.
And people are out there are saying this is a pretty bad contract. ESPN's Jeff Passan tweeted earlier today, quote, "It's typical that agents criticize competitors' deals, but I've now heard from executives, players, analytics people, development side, and scouts who are saying the same thing. The Ozzie Albies extension might be the worst contract ever for a player, and this is not hyperbole," end quote. So, Tony, is this the worst contract in history?
So, first of all, I laughed because this deal makes Acuna's deal look like
child's play.
Like it's one of the greatest deals ever. This deal is bad. And I come from a family where my dad took the discount and was cool with that. And I respect that Albies feels that way about the city. You know, if he's willing to do it, great. Good for him. But your question is it a bad contract? Yes. Switch hitting 22-year-old second baseman / shortstop if he wanted to be.
On the way up?
Just finished his rookie season playing well. I mean, I will never knock a guy for taking a deal of security that he feels is good for him and his family. Mm-hmm. But the question is it a bad contract? The answer is yes. It's two times.
Chris, do you think this is a bad contract?
Well, I'm going to agree with Tony. It's hard to see somebody making up to $45 million and say, boy, that's a terrible contract. But when you consider what a young all-star type player should be making in Major League Baseball, $5 million a year is pretty light.
That's like a 90s deal.
Yeah, it's pretty light. I think Ozzie Albies, he says, "I took it, you know, because I want my family to be safe." I'm pretty sure they were already safe. He says, "I took it because I'm not playing for money. I'm playing for my career." That he might be able to say right now, but when some Punch and Judy 197 hitting second baseman signs a $12 million a year contract with the Cincinnati Reds a couple years from now, Ozzie Albies is going to look across the field and go, "What in the world did I do?"
And that's when it's going to start catching up. All these guys who are signing these deals, when these guys who aren't come eligible for free agency, and they sign, and not even way bigger deals, but more than them, they're going to feel some type of way.
Highest paid player at second base in Major League Baseball this year is Robinson Cano at $24 million. Second is Dustin Pedroia at 15.1. Third is Jason Kipnis, 14.6.
Pretty much the way, if you read that list in 7 years, Ozzie Albies will be in last place.
Yeah, you're
list.
Probably right. Probably right.
So.
Number one.
Did you guys hear what happened to Leonard Fournette the other day? The Jaguars running back. He was arrested by Jacksonville police for driving with a suspended license, according to WJXT. In a statement, the team announced it's aware of the situation and was in the process of gathering more information. But here's what people are saying happened. The 24-year-old Fournette was reportedly arrested for failing to pay a speeding ticket from 2018. His license was suspended. And then Fournette, when he got pulled over, reportedly told police he left his license at the stadium. He said, quote, "I left it at the stadium. I'm a Jaguar player." That's all he said. End quote. And then the officer who pulled him over actually recognized Fournette from a previous stop and said to Fournette, Lieutenant Mullen is his name, asked Fournette if he remembered the incident from July 21st or 23rd. And Fournette told the officer, "Whatever, man." That's what he said. So Fournette was booked. He was arrested. He was in jail. I'm not sure if he's still in jail. He was able to post bond. But Chris, how should the NFL handle Fournette?
Kick him out of the league forever.
Good choice.
Because he had a suspended license. What, are you kidding me?
I mean, this is like, this might be harsh, but this is an idiot move. Come on.
It's an idiot move.
We all make idiot moves.
This is not
this
a Phi
is a
beta.
Definite idiot move.
Relax. This is not a Phi Beta Kappa move, but not renewing your license is something that honestly a lot of people do.
No.
Yes, they do.
No, he got it suspended because he didn't pay for a speeding ticket.
And a lot of people don't do that either.
And by paying for it, what does it do to it?
It renews your license because it's been suspended, right? Yes.
So that's what he said.
I thought you meant like renewing your license after it came up for expiration or something like that.
Look, 99% of the people are going to do it, but there's a good portion of people that you have to kind of remind them, hey, your license is up or it's passed or it's no good. A lot of people show up at a club and give their license, and the guy gives it back and says, no, this is expired, man. That happens all the time. This is not
a big deal to you.
No, it's not a big deal. If he was carrying around a trunk load full of heroin, then I would be a little concerned.
Yeah, I would be too.
But he was driving around with a suspended license. That is not grounds for dismissal from the National Football League.
This guy is so dramatic.
No, I didn't say he needed to be suspended from the league.
This guy, I mean, this is just...
Gosh. This is pretty idiotic. Let me ask you a question.
Is this even reached the top 20 of the most idiotic things in the NFL this year?
No.
Okay, so there you go.
No. But he's been followed around by this attitude of, I'm bigger than life.
What I'm getting a little concerned about is that the same policeman is pulling him over time and time again. What's going on here in Jacksonville?
The fact that he remembered the date. Dude, do you remember the incident on June?
Yeah, do you remember when I met you the last time?
Whatever, of course I do, officer.
I keep tabs on all of the people who pull me over, and it's good to see you again, sir.
I certainly don't like his answer. If that's really what happened.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that do you know who I am business.
That's awkward.
It's not great. No. But the fact that you're driving around with a suspended license. Look, if you're out there, get your license renewed when you're supposed to. But if you don't, I don't know that you have to spend a year and a half in jail for it. Heaven's sakes.
You guys are making me act like you're making me sound like I was asking for him to go to death row or something.
I believe that was the question.
Should he be on death row?
Yes, the Green Mile awaits Leonard Fournette.
The Green Mile, one of the greatest movies of all time.
That was a pretty good movie. All right, 4:56 is the time. Good Big Five today. Lively. When we come back, oh my goodness, I've been waiting for this for 2 weeks now since the last time we did it.
It was last week.
Was it last week?
It was.
Seems like 2 months ago. It is Matt Scraby's newest favorite baby segment. You do not want to miss it. It'll happen when we come back. Tony Gwynn Jr. over there. Chrisello over here. 97.3, The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.